Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Stylish Bride Podcast, the show dedicated to all things bridal style and empowering women to be their own muse. Since 2004, we've dedicated ourselves to helping brides feel confident, comfortable, and beautiful on their wedding day. It's a long and winding journey, my friends, but we are here to tell you that you can do it, and we will show you how. Now, let's get you dressed, styled, and down the aisle.
Welcome back to Dressed, Styled, and Down the Aisle. I'm your host, Dee.
And I'm Julie.
We're back with our final episode of our Bridesmaid series. Today, we're covering how to accessorize your bridesmaids and extending this option to the rest of your bridal party. Shall we jump right in?
Let's do it. We love accessorizing.
We love, 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 love it. I think that it's such a fun way to, again, like extending a little option to them to feel like they can add a little something special to their look. So I'm so excited that we're going to talk about it. But
you too.
I guess we always go back to questions that our brides might be asking themselves. So we're assuming that there's always a starting point. So what would you say, how should they start thinking about accessories and how can they make sure that they can pull it together and make it cohesive?
Yeah. I mean, I think the first thing is that they need to specify what they want their bridesmaids to wear. If they don't, they will get a lot of questions from the bridesmaids most likely, but they can also get a lot of like rogue jewelry that might not all look good together. So even if you're not purchasing things for them, it's really good to say, hey, you know, I don't know, if you have gold earrings that are hoops or whatever, actually something more basic, probably like a diamond CZ stud, whatever it is, please wear that. And that way you get something uniform. We even have people that when they specify, they're like, okay, but after photos are finished and everybody's in the reception, you can put on whatever you want from a jewelry perspective. But for down the aisle, for all of the photos, we want everyone to look cohesive.
So would you say, and I think we talk a lot about the option of earrings and jewelry, what other ways do you think they can get creative with accessorizing?
I mean, I think that, first of all, it's a really, really nice gift. I still have jewelry that was gifted to me from weddings that I was in 20 years ago, and they're sentimental, and they're pieces that you would not really throw out. So it's a really nice thing to do to thank your bridesmaids for being in the wedding party, but it also allows you to control a little bit what they're wearing.
That is so true. I think that that's the guidelines. We believe in guidelines.
Yes, exactly.
It's not like we're asking you to be overly strict with your wedding party, but I do feel like if you're not gifting it, then you should rely heavily on those guidelines and helping them kind of look cohesive again and ready to walk down the aisle with you and alongside you. So how else do you think they can get creative? We think about a beautiful piece of jewelry, but do you think there's other ways they can get creative with this?
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of fun things that you can do. I did a wedding, oh gosh, more than 10 years ago, where she opted for Amsala bridesmaids dresses, but we had a beautiful belt with like hand-cut flowers on it, made for every dress and every bridesmaid, and they were all a little bit different. And it wasn't really expensive, but it was this beautiful way to personalize and differentiate the look so it didn't look like every other bridal party wearing that particular dress. So I love things like that. I was in a wedding one time, actually, my best friend's wedding, where she created these like tulle donuts for all of us going down and then had a brooch that secured them all together. And it looked beautiful. I should find a picture and Instagram it. But it was just such a lovely touch and something that makes the dress and the look elevated and different, even when you have a traditional bridesmaid dress. There are other things too. You can do headbands or headpieces or little hair accessories. You can do even gloves if you want to get a little adventurous. Although I will say that a good pair of gloves can be a little bit costly, so you want them to look good, but I've never shied away from that option. I love a glove.
I mean, I think too, With hair pieces, don't get me wrong, this is also a little bit tricky too, where you need to find the right piece. Because same as gloves, I think it's easy to kind of lean one way or the other and make it a little bit too attention kind of seeking as a piece. But I think when done right, it could be so pretty too.
Yeah. And it doesn't have to be big, right? It can be, they can be like little tiny details, could even be fresh flowers. You can get creative with it and just use the other elements of your wedding as inspiration for it.
I love that. So I think I'm going to hint at another easy way to accessorize a look. If your brides are, you know, tea-length dresses, what would you say? How can they get a little creative for how they approach shoes for the bridal party? What would you say about that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that this can be really fun, particularly for somebody who loves a shoe. But I also feel for the bridesmaids, and we want them to be comfortable because it is a very long day. So to me, I love doing a simple shoe that just sort of disappears, but is a block heel so that if you're schlepping all over grass for photos, things like that, you can still walk around in them. But you can do fun accessories for your shoes. Like even on Etsy, you can find little shoe clips that you can add to them, or bows that are having such a big moment right now. Like you can do things to zhuzh them up and make it a little bit more personalized and polished.
I love that. I mean, I think too, like you were saying, the creativity behind just a little hint of something special and unique, even for a simple shoe, could be all that you needed. So getting creative with it. We can sit here for hours and brainstorm idea. Yep. But what about handbags? What would you say some guidelines would be around handbags?
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, although I think I said this on the last episode, but in case you guys didn't listen, I think that handbags are a really great thing for bridesmaids. The ladies are always going to have a bag, and you would be surprised that they do actually end up in photos, even though it's more of the candids. So, and it's just one of those things. It's a finishing touch that just looks really pretty and they can wear again. So I love them. I've always loved a good handbag. So that isn't a surprise. I don't think that they need to be super expensive. For one wedding, I even did these adorable little feather J. Crew bags that I don't even think that they were $100 because there was a great sale going on and we did those and that was really fun. But we've done custom bags and all sorts of things, but I love that. And I think that that is something that they would pull out and use again, particularly if it's fun and a nice memory. So to me, I love that and doing something really cool for them.
I love that. I think too, when, as you said, the magic is a lot, you know, it's kind of hidden. I feel like J. Crew could be a moment, even Loafer Randall these days, they're not that expensive. I feel like there's so much magic in finding the right piece, the right color, and the right size. And then you find that you will not break the bank with that option.
True. And also, it's a really fun photo moment. So not only the candids, but on all of the stills and the flat lays that happen beforehand, we've done tons of photos of them. And it's really cool. And the jewelry as well. And they just become part of the fashion narrative of the wedding. And it's nice. It's special.
Totally agree. So what about brides getting married in the colder months? Do you have any tips on how to accessorize those looks?
Yes. Oh my gosh. So first, I just have to put this out there. A cold bridesmaid does not photograph well. So really think about this, you guys. If it is a $20 pashmina from Amazon, do it. But we've done all sorts of things in the past, from fur stoles to little sweaters to cashmere wraps, anything that you can, particularly if the weather is going to be a little bit unknown, it's just a really good thing to do, because I've done weddings where they didn't and it ended up being freezing in the middle of October and these poor girls, oh my gosh. And then of course, well, for that wedding, they got married up on top of a large hill in the mountains, and it was like, these girls were shivering going down the aisle and you could tell, like they looked absolutely miserable.
Funny too, it takes me back to this past year, having a bride getting married in October and not knowing what the weather was going to be like. Cause she's like, 2 weeks ago, it was cold. Then a week after, it's warm. So we made sure to prepare for it and had their pashminas on standby, but I would say it's a must. I mean, we listen to you and we make sure to always make sure it's in front of mind that a cold bridesmaid does not photograph well.
This is so true. And, you know, we didn't talk about this when we were talking about the episode prep, but something funny that's happened with bridesmaids as well recently, and I don't know if you're seeing this also, Dee, but they're asking a lot about nail polish colors. Mm-hmm. Have you noticed that?
Mm-hmm. 100%. I mean, it's part of, I guess we don't think about, not that we don't think about it, but we're not necessarily suggesting a stack of rings or this and that. And they're like, no, but what nail polish do we wear on top of all the things that you are suggesting? But I mean, I would say I'm the last person to know the name of the color, yeah. But our rep, Harley, knows all the colors.
No, it's
what
true.
Was it? Bunny Bunny for the bride? And have we gone with Bunny Bunny for everything? Is that the name? Oh, gosh.
I have no idea what it is, but the names always crack me up. But, you know, I think that the point is that bridesmaids want direction because they're going to be getting this stuff done anyway. So they're getting a manicure and they want to know, do you want neutral nails? Is everybody wearing red nails? You know, all of these things, because weddings have gotten so detailed, especially over the last several years, all of these details are things that they think about. Same thing with hair and makeup. And typically everybody is getting ready together, but we like to think in advance about how is everyone going to be wearing their hair? Do you want, you know, to not have anybody with an updo because that's what you're having as the bride? Or do you want everyone with an updo and it can be different based on the hair texture? You should have a plan going in and know that these ladies are on top of things and they are going to ask you. So be prepared for the questions and think about it a little bit in advance.
And I also feel like you shouldn't feel bad, again, giving guidelines and providing these answers, because at the end of the day, they are there for you, for the bride. So I think that they want to make sure that you're happy and excited and not necessarily all of a sudden worrying because someone wore a little too bright of a color, which you might think it won't bother you, but then you see it and that's the one thing that you, I guess, decide to stress a little about. So I would say guidelines are good. And again, know that your wedding party is coming with the best of intentions. So, and they want to make you happy. So
yeah, they really do. And you should also feel that way about them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the reason why you're having them there in the first place. And I think that even going back to smaller wedding parties versus bigger wedding parties, I think, again, thinking about those things and what questions are going to come your way, the bigger with the size of your wedding party, just be prepared for that and when making those decisions, which I think we've covered over the last 3 episodes.
Yeah, I know. We've given you a lot of bridesmaid information, but there's a lot to share and a lot to consider. So as you're going through it, of course, I know Dee always says this at the end of the episodes, but definitely reach out if you have questions. Chances are we have done it many times and can help guide you. So, you know, we're very interested in what your questions are. So please reach out.
Absolutely. But we're hopeful that after listening to the past few podcast episodes, you're now ready to create a cohesive bridal party look. From choosing concepts to accessories to mix and match and considering that option, we feel like we've definitely given as much as information as possible. But again, as we always say, if we left something uncovered, make sure to let us know. We're here to help. Which makes me think, Julie, I feel like we should almost do a Q&A over an episode, as in questions firing in live.
I totally agree. We definitely need to do that, actually. And I was just reading about somebody who, at the beginning of every podcast episode, answered a question, a listener question. And I kind of love that idea, too. So we should brainstorm that.
Okay, I love it. So if you're listening, be ready, because we are going to open up the floor for questions live. But for now, that's all we have for you today. And we hope, again, that this brings a little bit more peace of mind, knowing that you have someone supporting you on this end. So with that said, thank you so much for listening, and we'll chat next week.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Bye.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We hope this information has been helpful. And if so, we would love for you to leave a review wherever you get your podcasts from to help other people find us. And if you're looking for more information on one of the topics we discussed, please check out our resource library on our website, thestylishbride.com, where we have loads of free information for you. If you have specific questions, you can reach out on Instagram. Our handle's thestylishbride, and we would love to hear from you. Until next week, bye for now.